Hey, welcome back to Two PTs and a Mic. Today we're continuing our home health series talking about balance. Now there are three main components to balance: the visual, the vestibular, and the proprioceptive system. And I know you guys know all this, but I'm going to explain it to you like I explain it to my patients so that we can all kind of be on the same page. As we get older, we end up relying more and more on our visual system, so our vestibular and our proprioceptive system get turned down a little bit. Does that make sense? Think about our proprioceptive system is how we know where our body is in space. I often do the example where I close my eyes and I touch my nose and I touch my ear and I touch my other hand and I say, I know where these parts of my body are because of my proprioceptive system. And as we get older, we stop moving as much. We kind of stay in a smaller and smaller range of motion. So our brain doesn't need to have as much proprioceptive awareness. So it gets kind of turned down. Same with the vestibular system. Our head doesn't move a lot in space because we're not tumbling and jumping and playing on the jungle gym as we did when we were kids. So that's why motion sickness starts to increase as we get older in life. And that's also why our vestibular system starts to kind of turn down a little bit and not become as high performing. So when we test balance, we're testing all three systems, the vision, the vestibular, and the proprioceptive simultaneously, but we can also isolate each of those. And I'm already kind of leaning towards that older people are relying more on their vision, and I'm suspecting that the vestibular and or the proprioceptive system are a little bit underperforming. And be sure to take the whole patient, including their medical history, into account when you're assessing their balance. For example, they could have diabetes with peripheral neuropathy that could be affecting their proprioception, or they could have macular degeneration that could be affecting their vision, or chronic ear infections that could be affecting their vestibular system. Ask them about any of these things that that they've noticed in their past that might be affecting their balance now. Talk to the patient. They have a lot of answers for you. So the challenge is to remove one or more at a time to determine which system has the greatest deficit. And this is a great place to start focusing training, especially for our home health patients typically have a balance deficit. As always, we start with explaining what we're going to do and why, and then we give them feedback the entire time. What I love about my approach is that the tests become their exercise. There's no magic, there's no mystery, there's no arbitrary goal. They're involved in the process from identification of a particular deficit to doing the work to get better at it. Now, this is going to sound a little complicated, but this is all stuff you learned in PT school. I'm just outlining a way to do it systematically and easily in the home. I've also decided not to go too heavily into VOR or vestibular training or treatment methods today, because I think it's such a big subject that it deserves its own episode. Start by having the patient stand at a sink or at their walker with their eyes open, feet shoulder width apart, and hand support, either on the sink or on the walker. Then have them close their eyes. And when their eyes are closed, we're testing the proprioception and the vestibular system. Then I have them stand on two pillows. One pillow I found wasn't quite enough. They can still kind of feel the floor. Two pillows is a good amount. And so I have them stand on two pillows, and that's testing their vision and vestibular. So we're taking the proprioception out of it. And then I have them step off the pillows and turn their head at approximately 2 hertz in both saying no in the X direction and saying yes in the Y direction. And so I'm trying to take their vestibular system out of it. So I'm testing the vision and proprioception. So with each of the last three tests we just talked about, I was testing two different elements of their balance. Now we're going to make it more specific. And how we do that is by taking out two and allowing us to only test one. And I want to put taking out a system in quotes because we don't fully remove it. What we can do is we can decrease the input that it's giving to your brain or to the patient's brain. So the next set of tests is instead of taking out one variable, we're going to take out two variables. So we're only testing one component of the balance at a time. This is much more specific. So I'll have them close their eyes and stand on pillows, which takes out the vision and the proprioception and isolates reliance on the vestibular system. Makes sense, right? And I'm talking to the patient the whole time. I'm telling them what we're doing. Then I'll have them turn their head while standing on pillows, and that takes out the vestibular and proprioception, and it isolates reliance on the vision. And then I'll have them close their eyes and turn their head at the same time while standing on a solid level surface. This takes out vision and vestibular, isolating reliance on the proprioceptive system. To take everything away, which there really isn't any real reason to do, would be to have the patient standing on two pillows with their eyes closed and turning their head to the left and right or up and down, right? So you're taking out proprioception, you're taking out vision, you're taking out vestibular. If you're having trouble determining if any of these positions are the quote-unquote worst, we can have the patient change their foot positions to make it a little bit more challenging. I use the four positions from the four-stage balance test, and they progress in difficulty from feet together to staggered stance to tandem stance to standing on one foot. If a patient is higher level, I may start them with their feet together rather than with their feet apart. So start them with their feet together or in staggered stance from the beginning of all these tests, just to help more quickly highlight the balance system that's underperforming. And that's what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out what system is underperforming, and then whatever they don't do well at, we educate them on it and have them practice it. It's that easy. And people really get on board with challenges like this. All right, that's what I got for you today for balance. I'm Jason Bird, owner and principal therapist at Right Path Physical Therapy out of sunny San Diego, California. If you have any questions, you know where to find us. Have a good one.